pause here just a second. I'm going to just kind of make a couple of other points here. One is when we look at population change in Texas over the most recent year, we have data between 17 and 18. We added about 1,000 new Texans every day. So there's about 1,000 Texans being added to our population every day. Of that 1,000, about half of them are babies. So half of our population change is occurring as a result of there being more births than deaths in the state. When we look at the other half of the population change, it is from migration. But we can break that down into international migration and domestic migration. And about half of the migration, or a quarter of our population change, is domestic migration. And about half of the migration, or a quarter of our population change, is international migration. So when people think about why Texas is growing so much, they think there's people moving here from all over the United States. Well, really, it's because we're a young population, we're having a lot of children relative to the number of deaths, and we have a lot of immigration that's occurring. And most of that immigration is what we would refer to as legal immigration, even though some sliver or a portion of it is unauthorized or illegal immigration. Okay. Now, let's see. I'm just looking at what's happened in the Metroplex area. So we're looking up at Dallas and looking at the density of the population that has increased over the decades. So starting in 1970, you can see really development was largely in the urban core of Dallas and Fort Worth. Then you can just see over the course of the decades, it gets increasingly dense. And essentially, the development that's occurring is concentric. So you start off at the center, or like a target at the center, and it kind of every decade, every year, it kind of continues to move out. I should also add, I think I was talking about the counties, and I didn't update you in terms of the fastest growing counties. One of the things that's happened is that's earlier in the decade, some of the fastest growing counties, for example, Collin and Denton counties, probably Montgomery, Fort Bend, were the fastest growing. They've slowed down, and then some of the other counties are really starting to pick up. So if you look at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Hood County, Rockwall County, Ellis County are all up now in terms of speed of change. They're really growing a lot. And some of those that were growing fast earlier in the decade are now in the most significant. So essentially, as you gain a lot of population, the speed of change happens slower. Because essentially development opportunities begin to limit themselves as the population becomes more dense. So as essentially, if you kind of look at Dallas County, there's limited opportunities in Dallas County, and to some extent, limited opportunities, say, in Tarrant County, for changing land use, because land use has pretty well been set. Even though you can see in certain parts of Dallas County, changes. I was just in South Dallas, and that whole area, the neighborhood called South Dallas, is gentrifying, and you can see that happening in numerous other places around the state as well. Okay, so here's also showing the Metroplex area, and I think this is probably a series of slides looking at the housing stock that was built before 1960. And now here's the housing stock that was built between 1960 and 99. So the darker red it is, that's the meaning a higher percentage was built during this time period. And here it is built after 2000 and later. So if you just kind of look at that, you can kind of see this whole concentric process occurring. And I think one of the things to be clear about is that this is probably not going to stop. So what is happening is this property that's at the urban core is beginning to redevelop much of it. And that's what I was talking about in terms of South Dallas. It's kind of like largely a lower income area, largely populated by African Americans. And that is changing very quickly. You'll see blocks that essentially are bought by developers, and then more dense housing is built within that. And that's, of course, an issue in terms of displacing population, because the property values then go up, taxes go up, and then people that are on fixed incomes essentially can't afford to live there any longer and end up selling. So it's also kind of a political hot potato as well in terms of the whole process of gentrification. Here's the Metroplex area, looking at the population living below poverty. And you can see, again, some of the older housing stock is where people that with lower incomes are living. The Latino population, African-American population, and again, you can see this is the South Dallas area there. And then the Asian population has really grown up in the northern part of the Dallas Metroplex area. And that, essentially, if you kind of look at all these things that I've just been describing, they're very closely associated with socioeconomic status.